Chapter 34. The arrow's flight seemed to take forever, with the tip winking at its zenith before descending.
What are you doing?
Bezog exclaimed.
Are you crazy?
Over 200 yards away, the arrow finished its flight and buried itself in the shoulder of a dracus.
Did you see that?
Pilpin said, holding the spyglass to his eye.
He hit it! Egad! But it still lives!
Nath could see it just fine. It was a perfect shot, and the dracus' bewilderment was amusing.
What happened?
Brenwar said, standing on his tiptoes.
Shouldn't something be exploding?
As the hunters gathered around their ailing leader, the rest started pointing right at Nath.
You have to wait for it, Brenwar.
Wait? I'm not waiting. Can't you see they're coming? A small army of them.
He punched Nath in the arm.
All you did was waste an arrow and get our necks exposed.
Nath stood tall, eyeing the dracus in the distance. It wrapped its clawed hands around the arrow, barked a laugh, and started to tug. Nath's keen eyes picked up a click and a mystic whine. All surrounding hunters leaned in towards the sound. Bodies flew in the air, and others were flung on the ground.
Did you see that?
Pilpin said, jumping up and down.
I like that!
Yeah, yeah!
The dwarves let out a gusty cheer and raised their weapons high in the air.
Yeah.
Troglin was shaken. Its captors were rocked. Nath raised Akron over his head.
Time to finish what I started.
In the distance, the lizard men unleashed the pair of red rock dragons. They scurried over the ground. Fast for lizards, the red rocks covered the distance between them in seconds. Nath blocked their advance, shouting in Dragonese,
Go home! Be free or suffer!
Their heads gazed between one another before turning back to Nath and his party. They opened their mouths like tunnels, and a blast of hot air came out.
Sultans of Sulphur!
Brenwar cried. The intense heat dropped everyone to their knees. The dwarfs backed away. Nath stood his ground. And someone else. A tall man he hadn't seen before stood at his side.
Who?
Nath said.
It's me, Gorley,
the chameleon said.
I've thick skin.
Gorley dropped to a knee beside him and sucked a vial into his mouth.
Perhaps this will help.
Nath knocked another arrow and spoke in Dragonese again.
I'll warn you no more. Go home or suffer.
The hot blast of breath kept pouring out. Nath could barely keep his eyes open. The Morite arrow buried in a dragon's side. It lurched. Its breath stopped. Nath loaded another arrow, pulled the string back, and fired at the other dragon.
Roar!
The red rock roared back. Both dragons eyed him. Tongues licked from their mouths, jaws snapped open and closed. The pair of dragons slowly came forward. The dwarfs jumped into their path and formed a blockade.
No,
Nath said.
Your weapons won't hurt them. Leave them to me.
The rest of the hunters were almost on top of them. Gorley grabbed Nath's shoulder.
I can handle these dragons.
He pointed at the horde of dracus, goblins, gnolls, and lizard men.
You better take care of them.
What can you do?
Nath said.
You'll see,
Gorley said, pushing him onward.
What do dragons love more than anything?
Gold, Nath said.
Aye,
Gorley said. But he had changed. His body was solid gold. The red rocks drifted from Nath to Gorley.
I'll be fine,
Gorley said. He took off running. The dragons darted straight after the golden man. Nath shook his head.
That was strange.
Nath!
Brenwar yelled.
Quit standing and start fighting!
He turned. The hunters and dwarves clashed, metal on metal. He dropped Akron on the ground. His hand went to his hilt and stopped. He clenched his fists and smiled.
Let's see what you can do on your own.
A shadow dropped out of the sky and punched him in the face. It was a dracus. Ben stood flanked by two gnolls, being beat on with flails. Ben kept his shield up and his sword moving. The gnolls pounded at him, heavy, furious blows that jutted his arms. They knocked down his sword and shield arm, only to see them snap up again. Their strength was raw and relentless. The jaws snapped and howled at him.
"Human meat,"
one said.
"Dead meat,"
said the other. The gnolls stopped and backed away. Ben lowered his guard.
"Tired,"
he said, huffing for breath.
"Fool,"
one said. Both gnolls struck at the same time. They tore his shield off his arm.
"Dead meat now, human,"
one said, closing in. The gnolls twirled their flails at their sides, snapped, and growled.
"He's got some meat on him."
"Bet he tastes good."
They struck high and hard. Ben ducked and rolled. The gnolls' weapons slammed into each other. Ben's sword was a stroke of lightning. The gnolls howled and fell to the ground.
"Stupid gnolls. That must be over 50.
Bezog stood behind the melee with anger in his eyes. All of his plans were unraveling, no thanks to Nath.
"Why do we guard a man who refuses to play it safe?"
For the past 25 years, they'd risked their lives to protect him and keep his whereabouts secret. Now, in a matter of seconds, all of Nalzimbor would know where he was and that he lived. Bezog shook his head. His eyes glimmered with power. The dwarves were knotted up with the goblins, gnolls, and lizardmen led by Brenwar. Gorley had distracted the dragons, and Nath was battling a Drakus. That left the clerics of Barnabas that had not advanced. Some were dead from the explosion. And in the spyglass, he counted only 6 remaining. He set it aside. Most of them stood their ground, watching from the edge of the lake town. Bezog had no doubt they'd sent for reinforcements already. But how close were they?
"Everyone is fighting but me, it seems."
He rested his staff over his shoulder and muttered an elvish incantation. The staff glowed with life, and Bezog's feet lifted from the ground. He drifted over the fracas below and straight toward the town's edge, where with wide eyes the 6 robed acolytes waited.
"All those bald-headed fiends, I'll take care of that."
Goblins were fierce. Gnolls were strong. Lizard men were deadly. They all hated the dwarfs. And the dwarfs hated them.
"A barrel of ale to whoever crushes the most,"
Brenwar yelled. Forming a wedge with Brenwar leading the way, the dwarfs crashed right into the oncoming horde. Brenwar whopped the first lizard man he came across in the chest, dropping him dead. Pilpin rolled beneath the blades of the goblins and cut into their legs with his axe. Another dwarf, the roundest and biggest of them all, bowled a gnoll over with his girth and cracked its head with a round mace.
"Powder their bones!"
Brenwar yelled. The horde of evil pressed, but the well-oiled dwarven squad hacked right back with centuries of skill and precision. The dwarfs weren't as fast as their attackers, but they were stout as stumps and tough as kettles of iron in armor. Brenwar's beard was clipped by a lizard man's sword.
"You dare, you lipless pair of boots!"
With both arms on the shaft of Warhammer, he brought it down with all his might on the lizard man's scaly foot. It dropped its sword and started to hop and hiss. Brenwar busted it in the knee. It fell to the ground, raising its arms in defense. A split second before Brenwar put an end to it. He checked his beard. A small portion was dangling off.
"Now I'm mad!"
He was surrounded by angry howls and cries of pain. His dwarfs were busted and bleeding, but they didn't cry out. They cheered, snarled, and fought back. But they were in trouble. The enemy wasn't falling fast enough.
"Blast my beard!"
Pilpin slipped to the ground and fell underneath 4 goblins. Brenwar rushed over and started swinging his hammer like a sickle. He knocked 2 aside with 1 blow, dented the helmet of the 3rd, cracking its skull.
"Pilpin!"
Brenwar said. The dwarf lay on his back, eyes wide, bleeding. A goblin lay on top of him, unmoving. Brenwar shoved it off. Pilpin's dagger was in its chest, but its dagger had found a home in Pilpin's stomach.
"You
have to finish the rest, Brenoir,
Philpin said.
It's been an honor.